is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And that was Prelude to a Kiss by the beautiful Alicia Keys. And can you send us angels to the Shrink and Wrap show right now? Because you and I are in major vapor lock right now, Trish.
Bring those angels on.
I swear to you guys, I have never seen anybody pant any harder than Trish and Tracy when they got here today.
This is too much. I am like literally in vapor lock officially.
Wait, I know it's the day after Valentine's Day, but I didn't think you guys would be running that hard.
Oh, no. We were running hard. More than running, right? Yeah. We're galloping.
And a belated happy Valentine's Day to both of you.
Thank you.
Same to you.
And
thank you.
Same to you and to all of you listeners out there. We hope that you had a wonderful Valentine's Day. And welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show, where everybody matters. Hello, my name is Tracy, and I'm here with Trish and Matt. And we are a show, we're here to lift you up, but hopefully you will lift us up today, because we kind of need it today. But we're here to lift you up and to be your friend and help you get through life's unfortunate events. So, do not, while you're out there driving, if you're cleaning in your home, if you're working in your office and you're really listening to our show, and or whatever it may be, don't change that dial, because this is your Tampa Bay connection. You're listening to a very good circle of people that want to live a positive life with no strife, and just want to live normal life, right?
Normal, happy, non-stress.
Non-stress life, but a positive stress, right? Positive stress is good. So, who are we? But don't change that dial. Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Newport Richey, Dunedin, Dade City. Lori lives in Dade City, I think. Are you listening, Lori? Are you listening, Alicia? Our friend listens to us all the time. She listens. Who is out there listening? I feel like I need one of those mirrors.
Chris.
Chris. Hello, Chris out there.
Dean is out there listening.
Dean. Hello, Dean. So anyway, welcome to our show. And this is what we're about. We're very real here. And what are we about? You're probably like, who is this spaz on the Shrink and Wrap show right now? Well, actually, my name is Tracy, and we are actually here today. We are celebrating a 1-year anniversary. It is 1 year that we have been on air.
Yay!
Do you know that, Matt?
Year.
It is 1 year.
I knew that, but hold on. I'm trying to line something up.
So keep talking about it. Okay, all right. I got him on. Okay. So anyway, he's lining something up. So anyway, we are on this show, Everybody Matters, and
that's right. For one year on the air.
Happy anniversary,
Tracy. Thank you. I love that. Thank you. That matters.
You're welcome.
So if you don't know who we are, we started about a year ago with no experience, and we took a chance, and this idea came to mind probably about 20 years ago, and the door just didn't open. It was just a thought of having one show and having an idea to it. And our Bunko group, literally 26 years ago, came up with the idea, and we had a name contest of the Shrink and Wrap Show. So I promised Peggy, who was our one of our licensed therapists here, I said, we're going to do one show, I promise you. We're going to do it. So our Bunko group named it the Shrink and Wrap Show 26 years ago. And again, the door never opened. Well, the door opened a year ago, and I went through it. And with no experience, didn't know how it was going to happen, thought I was only going to do one show, and I signed up for 55. And so here I am, and it has been 1 year. So our message to you is don't be afraid of trying new things out. We've done it, and yes, it is a little stressful at times, but it's been a wonderful experience. How do you feel?
And it's growth.
Yeah.
Taking yourself out of your comfort zone is how you grow.
Yeah, that's right, and daring to say yes. And we had the girls on last week, and we'll talk about that. But I want everyone to know that this show is also all opinions and suggestions. It's all opinions and suggestions because I just do my research and I share it, and the wraps are my friends, and we have licensed therapists on from time to time that can give advice to what everybody lives through topics that sometimes you feel so isolated in and so alone and so heavy. But when you talk to people, then you realize that you're not the only one going through it. So that's what this show is about, is for you not to feel alone and that you matter, and to break through those walls that are stopping you from living your best life. You only have one life to live. You really do. So what do you want to spend it on? Do you want to spend it on the news? Do you want to spend it on somebody that held you captured from anger because of what they did, you know, in the past? Do you want to hold yourself capture from living a good life? So our theme song that I love is Unwritten, and we started off with that song. We played that a lot. So Unwritten, your story is unwritten, but you are the narrative, so don't let anyone define you, because you matter. So I'm not going to say before we get started, because I've learned about I repeat things a lot and I say things out of nervousness, but I would like to say again, happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. I hope you guys had a wonderful Valentine's Day. And happy anniversary to us. I have to say that, okay, because I am proud. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody for your support, and to all the behind scenes, for all my little callers that called in for me.
Tracy, did you think after the first show that you would be celebrating 1 year?
No, I didn't. I never, you know what? I think anyone that has goals, it's not that I really had a goal, but what I've learned to do is just think of the next step. Instead of a year from now, I like to think, what am I going to do to make this show better the next show? Right. Because I feel like when you think too far ahead, it just, I don't know, it gets in the way of the present and giving the quality to whatever you're achieving. Yep. But no, I didn't. I mean, I didn't really think about it. I just knew. I knew I did what I said I would do. I was good to my word. I did one show.
Right. So this was a great milestone.
I did. And we have another year to go.
Okay.
So, and
here
thank
we go.
You so much for being part of it.
Absolutely.
And everybody for your support, Matt, for dealing with me. And I'd like to also wish
hold on. I wouldn't exactly say it's dealing with you. It's been a pleasure working with you. There's a difference.
Thank you.
You guys certainly keep me on my toes in the most entertaining way possible. So for that, I thank you both.
That's entertaining.
That's an interesting word.
And thank you. And I think we're a great team. And thank you so much. I really do.
Hey, I'm happy to help, because this is not work for me. This is too much fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And that's what I love about it, too. I love it. And it's lifting people up, because a lot of people are alone out there. And I feel like we're all connected together. So that's what I love about it. I've met so many people on the show through the year.
And not only that, but we say this all the time with the power of music, which we try to expand on here on the show. It shows how much power music really does have, because I've seen instances where somebody won't talk. Next thing you know, they'll hear a song playing in the background, it'll snap them out of it, and they'll start talking.
Yes, it really does. There is the power of music, and I feel like it's a common... The power of music gives you an escape to your emotions.
Oh, yeah.
And you can identify. And the fact that someone could sing about something that you can identify with has to tell you you're not alone.
And it's a way to put an emotion out there that can't normally necessarily be said with spoken word.
That's exactly right. And that's why I think singers and songwriters are somewhat angels, like what Alicia Keys just sang. Yep. But by the way, Alicia Keys was at the Super Bowl. So what'd you think about Super Bowl? What's your thoughts on Super Bowl?
I ignored the halftime show, so I'm the wrong guy to ask. I haven't watched a halftime show in over 10 years. I ignore it completely.
That's the only thing I watch.
Okay, but did you watch Did you watch Reba do the national anthem? She was fabulous.
I mean, look, I have no interest in any of that stuff anyway. It's like, okay, I understand. Let's get on with the anthem. I'm here for the football game. Flip the coin, kick the ball, let's go.
So were you happy with the outcome?
Yes.
How about you, Trish?
The outcome of the game?
Yeah.
You know, I had no allegiance. I wore red because I could go for either team.
I had no allegiance either, but I was rooting for Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City.
Well, you have Mahone and you have Travis Kelce. Either way, it's a win-win.
Or as my friend's wife calls him, go Taylor's husband.
Exactly.
Or Taylor's boyfriend, rather.
No, Travis Swift.
Yeah.
But you know what? I have to say, like, for both of those teams, the dedication and the hard work, I would think that that would be a really hard loss. Because when you're that close, I mean, that is a painful loss. But they both, to me, are winners in it. Mm-hmm. And what an experience. And I'm happy for Taylor Swift and her fiancé and or whatever. They're going to be fiancé probably in time, I'm sure.
Yeah,
right?
But that was the donut. The second they break up, she's going to write a number one hit song about it.
That's right. But I was happy that they had happiness at the high-profile life that they both lived. To me, they look like they were in their own element outside of their careers. Mm-hmm. I really felt that that is a genuine relationship. How do y'all feel about that?
Maybe she can write a wedding song instead of a breakup song.
That's true, but at the same time, it's like, what happens with their personal lives away from her singing career and his football career? I don't care. I've said this about any celebrity. I do not care unless they do something stupid. Well, I don't care what they do.
The media needs something to talk about.
Well, and I will say this. You know what? I'm going to say something on that. We definitely have to have a loosen up song because I was working up a sweat writing this in the parking lot at Hooters down the street, literally for 2 hours because we had an interview this morning. But anyway, I will say this. I personally have a problem if anyone uses a platform in a negative way. I'll leave it at that. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. If you have a platform, I hope they use their platforms to bring people together and not divide.
Absolutely.
And or give the wrong message to our youth. Or I do have a problem, and I will have an opinion of negativity and division because I think a platform you unite, and I'll leave it at that. So, okay, on that note, that's not bad that I said that, is it?
No.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I want people to be able to speak, but I like people that bring people together. So, okay, so with that being said, I am going to, was that okay to say? Mm-hmm. I think it's okay.
Of course.
Yeah. We have our Loosen Up song, do we not?
We're going to have it right now because I'm wondering.
Yeah. All right, so we have our Loosen Up song.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay, what is it? I forgot what I picked.
Okay,
let me guess what I picked. I forgot. One Kiss by Calvin Harris and Dua
Lipa.
Yeah.
That's Lipa. How you say it.
That's right.
There's Dua Lipa.
So
here we go.
I picked that one and I love it.
All right, here we go.
All right. That's right. So, again, this show is about positivity, and it's about bringing people together, and I think everybody has a purpose, and we're all in it together. So welcome to our show. And before, I want you have some announcements to make in your family with some birthdays. I would like you to go ahead and do that.
Oh, well, I wasn't here at the last show because I was in Nashville celebrating my daughter's 26th birthday on the 26th, which I don't know if you know, that's called your golden birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you turn the
26s?
No,
I didn't know that.
No, when you turn the age of the date that your birthday is on. So because she's on the 26th and she turned 26.
Right.
That's called your golden birthday.
I never knew that. Mine was 12 years ago. I turned 23rd on August 23rd.
There you go. And you didn't know to celebrate your golden birthday, did you?
I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't either. Well, I was only 4 years old on mine, so.
Right.
Well, then we need to go out and celebrate.
We'll go out and celebrate it 10 plus years later. Let's do that.
So I was in Nashville, and I just have to say, if you've never been to Nashville,
I haven't, and
you love music, you have got to go.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Have you been to that?
To Nashville, no, but I have been to something else that's fun for music lovers. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
I've done
that trip. That's worth the trip if you ever get the chance to go.
Really?
Okay.
Absolutely.
I love that stuff. Well, maybe we'll get to a level where we can travel around, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, last week's show, you were gone, and we did talk about, we had two professional cheerleaders on here back in the day, because everybody matters, and we were talking about the hard work and dedication that they do, and that they're living their lives freely and not being afraid to be titled in a way, you know, like, oh, she's going to try for cheerleading or that kind of thing, but the hard work that went into it. And I think, and there's a, do you know there's a 43-year-old NFL cheerleader out there? Do you have an opinion of that?
I think that's awesome.
I do too.
That's great.
Yeah.
That gives us all hope.
Yeah. And daring to say yes and not being afraid, like, oh, I don't know if I can make it, but they did it. You don't know. You never fail until you actually do something. So we wanted to inspire people. And if she's 43, she didn't let people stop her from what she wanted to do, from what her book was about. So anyway, I...
So that's in the NFL. They don't have an age limit then. Anybody can try out?
Yeah, I guess not. I mean,
I
if there's
that.
40, yeah, unless she has connections. I mean, I don't know. Oh. But I also like Dolly Parton was up on stage in her 80s, right?
And looking fabulous, I must say.
Yeah, and I feel like, did you ever hear any criticism about her being up there?
No, everybody just spoke very highly of her.
Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, like, how can you, if anyone has a criticism of Dolly Parton on stage, I'm sorry.
Yeah, then who do they like, right?
Yeah, then maybe sail on down the line from Lionel Richie. I just don't understand how you can criticize someone that's living such a pure life and sweet and energy goes up. And that's what I like to surround myself with, and I know you do too, and that's what we do here. So I love that. So anyway, but I love Dolly Parton, and so let's wish a couple people happy birthdays. I mean,
Mia. Oh, so you want me to?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I want you to say it on air.
Well, a very happy birthday to Mackenzie, my daughter.
Yes, happy birthday.
It was a fun time, I have to say.
In Tennessee.
Also,
your grandbaby, Lena?
Well, that's coming up.
Oh, I thought...
Yep.
Oh,
no, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Well, you better say it now because we don't know for sure if we're going to...
We'll be here. But she'll be three.
Yeah, she'll be three already. Oh, my gosh.
She'll be three already.
Most precious thing. So happy birthday to her.
And then her mom's birthday is in March. So, I got all my girls.
You got a lot of good stuff coming around the corner. I love it. Well, enjoy every day because every day is a gift and make it special.
So thank you.
We wanted to say that because I forgot. I didn't forget.
That's
I got sidetracked last week. So happy birthday, Mackenzie and Lena. So, with the cheerleading thing, we want you to know to always, like, it's not just cheerleading. Whatever your dream is, whatever age you are, don't let anybody judge you or stop you from living your dream or what you want to do with your life. And don't waste time on negative energy. And another positive thing that's going around in town is
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge. Did you see it?
I didn't. We tried to go this past weekend, and they were pretty much sold out. So I have not had the opportunity to go, but I hear it's very good.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that is a... I went, and thank you to Joe and Michelle Cotello. He's with Bill Curry Ford. And I also would like to thank Sam Scott from Bank of America. I had the opportunity, I got an invite to go to this, and it was fabulous. In fact, Matt, have you been to that play?
Which play? You gotta be a little more specific.
Moulin Rouge.
I've seen the movie, but I've not been to the play, no.
See, and I think, I honestly, you should take your girlfriend.
Okay.
Is she your girlfriend? Do you title her as girlfriend? What are you telling?
Yeah, no, you're right.
You should surprise her and take her. It's at the Straz Center.
Yeah, but I don't think she's into plays and stuff like that, yeah. So.
I never really was either, but it is a fun, something different to shake up the monotony. You know, like when things are just routine and you want to go and go with, if your mom comes in town, you could take her. But I'm telling you, that is a fabulous, fabulous play. I loved it. I don't do things twice. I don't watch movies twice. I don't do anything twice.
I don't either. That's
funny. Get bored, except for Urban mm-hmm. Cowboy. I did love Urban Cowboy. I watched that like 5 times. But anyway, or Titanic was another good one.
Yeah, that was good too.
But Moulin Rouge is good, but I need to see the movie. But if you are out there writing and you have a chance, you want something different, or guys, you're looking to take a date somewhere, or you want to take, or women, if you want to take your nieces and nephews out there, or whatever, take your partners out there, there's definitely... Check that out. I think they're going to be here till February the 18th. That's February the 18th. And so check them out at the Straz Center. Thank you, Michelle, Joe, and Sam for inviting me. And I hope to get that president on here one day from the Straz Center, because that is a nonprofit.
Okay.
The Straz Center is a nonprofit place. You know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. No. So people like Bill Curry Ford, Bank of America, they have sponsors. So our community, our nonprofits, our businesses support them, and they give back to the community, which I think is amazing. So mm-hmm. thank you, and bringing happiness into people's life. I might go see that again. Just
well,
saying.
I think the 18th is right around the corner. Today's
that's right.
The 15th, right?
Yeah, but yeah, there's mm-hmm. still four. Yeah, there's a couple
times. Days.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So
the 18th officially is on Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and speaking of good things, Matt, we have some tickets because I love to give things away, and it's so funny. Lola, or you guys give me stuff. I'm like, thank you, and I think it's for me, but oh my gosh, it's for my listeners out here, and I wish I had so much stuff to give away because it's so much fun. My friend Sherry Joy James Label, she gives purses away. She's a giver. I love mm-hmm. it. Makes people happy. But what we have right now, Matt, I'm going to let you give the phone number, but we have 11 tickets to the Florida State Fair.
I thought it was 10. I thought it was 10.
But it's one to grow on. I said 10 because I'm not sure it's 11. So say 10 so someone doesn't have me in court over it.
Yeah,
10.
10 tickets to give away.
Yeah.
What number color do you want to go with?
First.
All right, so the first caller to call in, it's 727-441-3000. Again, 727-441-3000. First person to call in gets tickets to the Strawberry Festival.
Yeah. Well,
fair.
The State Fair, sorry.
State Fair, yeah, so you were close.
The Florida
State.
Are
we doing all 10?
We're going to do all 10.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lucky bundle right now.
So
it's a bundle pack for the Florida State Fair. I almost said New York State Fair. Wow.
Yeah.
Florida State Fair. 727-441-3000. Call right now. First caller to call in gets the tickets.
You get to take someone in 10. Take 10 YMCA. Take kids.
Nine friends.
You, is there 10?
If there's 10.
I don't
know.
You're going to count
for me. Friends.
All right, 10 or 11. All right, so we'll let you know. And if not, we will offer that number again, because that is a really good thing. What a fun day for somebody, and I love that. So we covered Super Bowl. We covered fair tickets. We covered the Straw Center and the birthdays, cheerleading. And now we're going to talk about The Bachelor.
Hold on. It is 11 tickets.
Oh, see, I'd rather say 10 than 11, because it's a bonus.
It's one for
not
good
have
luck.
Enough. Yeah, it's one for good luck. But we're good. All
okay.
right.
The Bachelor.
Yeah, The Bachelor. Oh. Matt, do you watch The Bachelor?
No, I don't get entertained by any of that stuff.
See, what do you watch at home?
Big Bang. Well, sports.
Yeah, sports is
Big
good.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Big Bang Theory is so
South
funny.
South Park.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Young Sheldon.
Yeah.
Young Chicago
Sheldon.
Fire. I bounce around, but The Bachelor, absolutely not.
Absolutely
not. Come on.
Yeah. No.
Well, you know what The Bachelor does for me? It makes me feel better about my life.
And it makes me feel worse about mine because I will never ever look that good.
You
so
know what
no.
it does for me? It gives me 30 to 50 minutes of cardio because I watch it while I'm working out.
So let me ask you.
It gives you another reason for your heart to race other than staring, other than running the treadmill. It's, eye candy. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, he does have a lot of really beautiful women to choose from on this season.
Yeah, and he's a good guy. I did watch the first one.
Okay.
So tell me your take on it for right now. What do you think?
Well, I like I said
already.
I think he has a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
There's been a little bit of drama, and I think there's some troublemakers on there trying to make somebody who has a very vivacious,
troublemaker
fun personality look bad because they're threatened. People usually do that when they're threatened, right?
Yep. Toxic. Yeah. Yep.
So, the question you had asked me earlier. Do you remember about kissing?
Let me share this with our listeners. I don't know how many of you are listening to my show right now, but Patricia and I are a little old school, right?
Right.
So does Matt, this is an important question. I want to know, do you ever notice, like when I watch it, I always see who makes the initial move in the kiss. Matt, you don't watch it, but as a guy, do you ever watch anything where there's an initial move? Like, if you ever watch a movie, do you feel like when you watch a movie, well, you don't watch a movie.
If you were out on a date?
How do you feel about that?
Do you think a girl can make the first move to kiss, or it should be the man, the male?
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
It does not matter. If the love is real and you feel it, whoever makes the move, go for it. It's fine. It's fine.
What's your thought on that?
That's funny. So initially when you asked me that, I said, no way, it is not proper for a girl to initiate.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have said that hands down.
Mm-hmm. But?
And then I watched The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And in that situation where you're in a competition, you're not on a date one-on-one.
Yeah, but
you're in a competition.
But that's the problem I've always had with competition shows. That's not real life. That's
right.
Not how it actually
happens.
But the
thing is, you have got to do something to stand out.
Yeah.
And like I've judged pageants, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a funny thing that we would say, if you're going to be in a pageant or a competition, wear like a bright green belt or wear something that makes you memorable.
Well, I was going to say, you want my take on how you stand out? Be yourself. Everybody else is already taken.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about somebody and you can say, oh, yeah, the girl in the green belt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. She had a green belt, right?
Right.
So you have to do something to make yourself stand out or memorable.
Yeah, but you don't jump on a guy and make out with him. I don't know. I get an embarrassment wave with that. If it's a natural thing and togetherness, but I really pay close attention to that kiss. And if it's genuine or not, like he said, and it's like a 50-50 move, but it reminds me of like, I don't know.
Well,
I get embarrassed.
I feel the same way about hugging, too. If you hug somebody, you can tell the difference between we're just hugging and there's actual meaning behind it.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with that.
Yeah. I just like, I don't know.
I know. I just, well, some of them, I think, are playing it up for the camera.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It embarrasses me.
Which is why I've never been a fan of television shows like that. I think they should all be abolished, destroyed, whatever.
But,
just get rid of them.
But why can't they meet love there? Like, you can meet someone and fall in love anywhere. Why can't they meet on the reality show?
Right. And The Bachelor, this is their 28th year.
How they've been able to be on for 28 seasons is mind-boggling. It shouldn't even have been allowed to air, but that's me.
Right. And then there's the other, Love is Blind. Have you watched that one?
I haven't watched that yet.
That's where they don't see each other. Yeah. They're behind a wall and fall in love with the person.
I didn't even know that was an actual show. But don't we have something else we got to get to?
Yeah, and one second, though, but I do want to say this real quick. The Bachelor did have a show. I wish I could find it. It was a really, really interesting segment about how people connect and how putting people in, like, you know how they put them in a plane and they jump out together and they jump off a bridge and how people's experiences bring them together. Mm-hmm. There's actually a study on that. And if I can ever find that show of what brought people together, it's from The Bachelor. And I thought that's really, when you meet the families, how that does make a difference.
There is
some truth. There's some things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But it does make me feel better in my life. I will tell you that. All right. So, and we do have a main song. We're going to have a main song right now.
Yeah, main song, and then I got to get somebody on the phone.
I got somebody on the phone coming about hair. All right.
All right, so here we go. Main song, it's Andy Grammer, Don't Give Up On Me.
That's right.
I will fight for you. I always do until my heart is black and blue. I will stay with you. We'll make it to the other side, like lovers do. I'll reach my hands out in the dark and wait for yours too, until I can wait for you. I'll wait for you.
But we're going to wait for just a couple of minutes. Ray, I know you're on the line. We're just give me about 3 minutes. I just want to talk about that song really quick.
Go ahead. Don't worry. He's on hold.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like, Trish, Matt, we've been talking. If you're listening to our show right now and you're driving around and this is your first time listening to our show, we've been trying to figure out what love is and what defines happiness. And that song, to me, defines love. Not giving up, and always loving who you're with and being there and not giving up what you want. You know, mm-hmm. if you're going after something or loving somebody, I feel like that's part of love. Did you hear the lyrics of that song? What do y'all think about that song?
Well, no? I have to agree with you, you know. love is a feeling. It shouldn't be forced. It's something that comes natural.
Right, and but it's never given up. On what you believe in.
Exactly.
If you see it and you feel it and you know it, and I love that song.
Well, that's not a message just for love. It's a message for life too.
Well, and
if you see something that you want badly enough, yeah. put your head down and run.
Right.
And if it's worth fighting for, you make it happen.
Right, exactly right. And I just feel like that. I love that song. So anyway, we've talked on the show. Ray, I'm going to get to you in 1 second. Ray's going to come on and talk about the new styles in spring. But I just want to go over a couple of, it's our year anniversary. We started off of what is love. We're still trying to figure out how do you define love? What is love in your life? I started thinking about it. You know, when you have a baby, there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain, and then there's an enormous amount of love, right? True or false, right?
Yes. Well, with love, there's always pain, right?
That's right.
Always.
But I started thinking about the natural, like, having birth and also when someone passes. There's a lot of pain, mm-hmm. you know, so it makes me think that there's got to be more because there's love and pain. There's love and pain from the beginning of time till the end. So it's interesting to me that parallel of pain with love. Because does that make sense?
Right, because if you didn't love them, it wouldn't be painful.
Yeah.
So the love is there.
Yeah. It's just interesting to me. But we've talked about the four different types of love at the beginning of the year. We have talked about how to manage, your life and drinking water is healthy. We've talked about making connections. We talked about the Narcan. And addiction. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great segment because we don't want anyone to ever feel alone. These are topics we've had all year long if you're just joining us. Living your life without being judged. We've had Chaz Collins, our country singer, on our show. What was y'all's favorite show? Do you remember?
You know, that's hard because everybody we've had come on the show has had a purpose and been interested and had a real passion for what they had to talk about.
Yeah.
So I think their passion is, my favorite part.
The passion of everything.
Yes.
That's right. I agree. And they're sharing their passion to help other people. So we've also, and Trish, you've done the nonprofits. We're going to talk to Ray, then you're going to do the nonprofit.
Okay.
But we focus on the small businesses here, and we always like to hear from the people that, where did you get that idea? Where did you start from? Where did you have the passion? How can you inspire others? What do you do to lift other people up? What do you do for the community, for your success? That's what we do here. So we talk about nonprofits, small business owners, and we talk about everyday living. So I want to thank everybody that's been on this show. I am going to have everybody listed on the show and to reiterate who's been on our show before. But my favorite topic was actually the addiction one because I learned a lot about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anybody to be hard on themselves if they've been in that path and you're not alone and you can get out of it. Don't let it paralyze you. And there's a lot of help for it. And our licensed therapist, there's licensed therapists and they're friends and there's cures for it. Mm-hmm. So I love that. So, okay. So, and we also talk about style. And who is here today but Ray Carballo? He is here to tell us what's in style for spring hair. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Tracy. First of all, I want to congratulate you on your 1-year anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very happy for you. You go, girl.
Oh, thank you.
And before I even get talking about this hair topic, I just stopped for a minute and started listening to what you were saying about love.
Yeah.
And
what's
and
your thought?
People that are hurting with addictions and people that are hurting with not loving themselves.
Yeah.
And love is you have to love yourself, and you got to work on the best version of yourself.
Yes.
And I find because I even work with people in recovery, and I see that when they start recovering, they start taking better care of themselves. They start working out, eating right, and taking care of their hair.
Yes.
And that's where I come in also.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Anyway.
I think, Ray, I have to have you come back on and talk about your experience on that, too, because I do think if you don't love yourself, you're not going to be, and if you're hard on yourself or you've paralyzed yourself from past decisions or someone else is paralyzing you and judging you, you have to love yourself, and it's your book, it's unwritten, and you have to be the one to make the change. But there is so much help out there now, and there's so many people that are suffering from it, but I'd like you to come back on the show and talk about that on another show, but thank you for sharing that. But when we love ourselves, you feel your best. So what's your advice? What's the 2024 hairstyles for the spring?
Exactly. And as me loving what I do, always stay on top of what's new, what's out in my career, because it's something that if you don't continually reinvent yourself, it's going to get old.
Right.
So as we're coming into 2024, I want to discuss, women's cuts, men's cuts, and also some hair color trends.
Okay.
So let's talk about some women's cuts first.
Okay.
Since we're talking some ladies style too.
Yeah.
Blunt bobs, very in right now.
Uh-huh.
You're seeing them around a lot. Just really linear look.
Uh-huh.
But then again, in reverse, we have long layers. a lot of volume in the hair.
Good.
So, like, and you're going to see a lot of people that wear their hair curled like that.
Yeah.
Good.
We also have asymmetrical bobs, which are very new. And, you know, these side parts, you know, are making a subtle comeback, you know, in the form of these asymmetric bobs and different looks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to have something different than everybody asking me for curtain bangs lately. Because, you know, like the face framing curtain bangs, you know, now we have what they call Birkin bangs, which is a style which was inspired by Jane Birkin, when she was a fashion icon and actress.
Did you know that?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Well, they're the curtain bangs, like what
Farrah Fawcett.
Curtain bangs are. Yeah, yeah. But
you're talking about something different now, right?
Yes. I'm talking about 2024 bangs.
Right.
So
these curtain bangs that were in 23 and before, Jane Birkin, a fashion icon, she actually passed away last year.
Oh.
It's real interesting, her story, if you ever want to Google her. But her bangs are hot,
and it's
the shorter, more blunt type of bang that's face framing, and it features an eyebrow grazing length with some wispy volume.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And they're called Burton, to rhyme with curtain, but with a B.
B-I-R-K-K-I-N.
Right,
Birkin. Okay,
just like Jane Birkin's last name.
Right, okay. Right. So...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ray. You're good. You're doing good.
No, go ahead.
Tell us more.
You got me talking on Jane Birkin for some reason.
No, I don't.
Sorry, I was just trying to get a picture of what that is.
We're clear now. We're clear. So what else do you have for us in style?
It does rhyme.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's talk about some color.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
One of my favorite things. We're coming in this new spring season, seeing a lot of cool tone brunettes.
Oh, cool!
You know, it's that real icy cool shade of violet silver tones that it just creates like a smoky brunette.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's pretty.
We have a problem. We have a problem when the clients come in, because, you know, to keep this kind of tone in place, you know, brunettes fade and they turn warm over time.
Mm-hmm.
So I can recommend using glosses like Shades EQ,
mm-hmm.
Color conditioners to keep that tone in place for sure.
Mm-hmm. You got this.
There's a lot of people come and they want ashy and silver tones. But, you know, 2 weeks later, it's gold, and they wonder why. And it, you know, there's definitely upkeep with some of the things that I'll be bringing up.
Right.
All right. So here comes number two. You ready for another fun word?
Yeah. Word of the
day. This word is bronze.
Uh-huh. Oh. Bronze. Like a blonde and brunette.
Okay. It's our vocabulary word for today. Blonde and brunette.
Yeah, It is exactly as it sounds.
Well, that sounds fun.
Okay. It's a happy medium between blonde and brunette.
Uh-huh. Well,
these shades look. Yeah, that's cool. And, you know, these shades look more natural,
mm-hmm.
and softer than we've seen in the past couple of years of, like, really heavy highlights with darker roots.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just really fresh look, and then we have also red with blue undertone.
Okay.
And you must have the right skin tone to wear this, I must say, and I would tell you that if you sat in my chair.
I have to say, I'll say this real quick, because I know we're running down for time, and I don't want to consume your time, but I found, Ray, I was interviewing people, when I went in, I said, what do you think about my hair? He goes, well, first of all, you either need to change or you need to get a tan. And I was like, oh my God, I'm coming here. That's how I met Ray, because he looked at my skin tone along with my hair color. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, Ray, sorry, because we're running down low on time now, I'm sorry. Tell us about that color, though. You're right, skin tone makes a difference.
Well, it is. And with any of these colors, you know, you have to have somebody that you can trust that knows about skin tones.
Right.
But anyway, this blue, red with blue undertones, you know, makes more of a statement than your natural warm reds from your recent trends.
Right.
So just that in mind. Okay. And then two more colors.
Uh-huh.
Low contrast roots, uh-huh, which is grown out highlights.
Mm-hmm.
The look emphasizes the lighter pieces, giving a more natural base, mm-hmm, and it brings focus to the eyes and the cheekbones, like balayage.
Oh, nice.
So that's that. And my last one that we're seeing, which has also a word to it, which is called the lived-in look,
mm-hmm,
and it's called subtle highlight.
Uh-huh.
And last year we saw, you know, the return, like I said, you know, of the chunky highlights and the money piece highlights.
Mm-hmm.
But however, you know, now we're seeing something more blended and subtle, and we'll see it's going to become more popular now.
Right. Well, that's awesome. That's a lot, because we got spring around the corner, and so I expect you to keep me in style, Ray. Ray, where can everybody find you? Give them your phone number and your website and the name of your business for everybody that's listening right now.
Well, I mean, I would have to spell it, but it's called Casa Caballero Salon,
uh-huh,
and Spa.
Uh-huh.
And we're located at 9729 North Armenia Avenue in Tampa. And our phone number is 813-930-7070. Mm-hmm. Or you could go to our website, CasaCaballeroSalon.com. And on there you can schedule an appointment or just read about us.
Okay, and one more time your phone number, Ray. One more time.
813-930-7070.
Thank you. Ray is our go-to hairstylist, so thank you so much for joining us, and we will be in touch. Get well, because I know you're a little under the weather, but we're thinking about you, and thank you for sharing that, and I expect to be in style because of you. So thank you.
In 2 weeks, we'll have different colored hair.
That's right.
I'm going red with blue undertones.
I like it. I kind of like
that's
the blonde
fine.
Brunette
I'll be
thing. I like the blonde brunette thing. Okay, so thank you, Ray. We're running low on time, so thank you so much for your time today. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye, Ray. Bye-bye. So,
hold on. Before we get somebody else on the phone, we got a phone call while Ray was waiting on hold. We have Lisa on the phone who's inquiring about the tickets we were giving away.
No way. I'm so excited.
She's on right now.
Lisa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's Tisa.
Oh, Tisa. Tisa,
yes. I'm sorry. I couldn't understand you. I'm sorry,
it's
dear.
Okay. You're making me look, you know, she's doing whatever. No, it's good. Thank you so much. So congratulations to you, and thank you for calling. So tell us about yourself, and who are you taking to the fair?
Well, my name is Tisa, and I'm taking my daughter, Ira, to the fair with me.
Uh-huh.
We haven't been in a while.
Uh-huh.
I actually work at EMSI in Tampa.
Uh-huh.
In the billing department.
Uh-huh.
Fun fact, I actually went to school for broadcasting, so it's kind of cool to see you guys doing this. It takes me back.
Well, maybe you can come and train us, because I'm learning as I go. I guarantee you have more experience than I do. I promise you that.
I can't tell.
You're doing a great job.
Well, you have 10 or 11 tickets, so you need to round up a few more friends.
That's right. You have a party going to. You have 11
it's
tickets
10
coming
or
your way.
11, as
you
long
have a bonus.
What? Really?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
You can get on
exciting.
The phone. Get on the phone. And congratulations.
I'll invite some people.
Yeah, please. Go a couple times and listen. So stay on the line. Matt's going to get your information, and I'll put these in the mail to you. And thank you. I'm so excited for you. Call us back and let us know how it was. Okay?
Thank you.
I'm so excited.
Yay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Congratulations. Okay, so I'm so excited that someone got those tickets.
I know.
Okay.
It's great.
All right. So, nonprofit, and then we're going to go. Is Renee on the phone, Matt? Oh, it's okay. Let's go ahead and go to nonprofit.
Okay. Well, I wanted to just reiterate real quick the nonprofits that we've supported throughout this past year.
Yes.
Since it's on our anniversary.
Yes.
And, you know, they're always in need all year long. So
yes.
If anybody has extra time or extra money, you know, reach out to them and donate because they can always use some help.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
We've talked about the Humane Society of Tampa Bay,
yep.
The 13 Ugly Men and their parties that they have.
Yeah.
Feeding Tampa Bay.
Yes.
With their pop-ups around.
Yeah.
Clearwater Marine Aquarium,
yep.
The Metropolitan Ministries, the Lowry Park Zoo, Moffitt yep. Cancer Center, Harmony Vet Center, and one of our favorites here, SAGES,
oh,
which
yes.
is the Seniors Acting Guild and Education Services, and they do plays with a purpose.
That's right, and they are great. I've been to a few. They are great plays.
And they have a really nice play coming up, and they're going to have it. It's in different locations throughout Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, and it's called Phony Baloney.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And it's fun, and it's free, and it's a one-act play about preventing scammers from targeting you or your loved ones, and especially the elders.
Yeah, and it's really not funny, but they make it funny. But it's not funny, but they have humor to it to get
yeah.
through it. So I agree. But that's a good one.
It's not funny. And just real quick, my dad got a call recently that was my voice saying that I had been arrested and that an attorney would be calling them for money.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And
they
luckily
need,
he
to get
knew
to the bottom of that stuff.
But it was my voice
yeah.
on the recording.
That's
so
all.
Yeah, they have ways of fooling people.
And I always say call back.
Yeah.
We have
yep.
Yeah.
So just if you want to check out
yes,
SAGES,
that's awesome.
Go to sagestheater.org.
Yes. Well, thank you so
okay.
much. And Trish, thank you for all your effort for nonprofit. And
yeah.
the community helps the nonprofit, the small businesses, and for the volunteers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, and thank you for your time for
You're
doing
welcome.
That.
Of course.
And Matt, did we get Renee on by chance? Okay, she's coming on right now. Renee, we got a 2-minute warning. 2 minutes. Thank
you. 2-minute warning.
Renee,
here you go.
And thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you do. So tell us what you got.
I got today. You do know this weekend, since we were talking about Gasparilla for one of the shows or 2 weeks ago, Gasparilla Music Festival, you guys, is this weekend, the 16th through the 18th. You can get tickets online. I think they start at $45 and go up to VIP tickets. You can go to www.gmf.com.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And we have the 401c that we talked about, A Stellar Night Under the Stars.
Yep.
It's benefiting veterans. I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great evening. That's this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Florida State Fair is going on. Did you know that?
Well, we just gave away tickets. You want to listen to the show? Well, Tease is just going. Oh, my gosh. You're in
today.
Trouble. I'm going to get you. You got to know because you're focusing on your job. Oh, I'm down to 2 minutes. So what else do we have? Did you have something else about the Gasparilla? We're down to 2 minutes.
No, Gasparilla is done, but I will tell you that the Gasparilla Music Festival?
Yeah, the Music Festival. Yeah.
Yes, I said that. It's the 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Okay, cool.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And it'll be at Julian B. Park. You know where that is?
Yep.
Downtown Tampa.
Yep.
And we have a concert coming up, Riverfest.
Okay.
Did you hear about the Tampa Bay Riverfest?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It starts in March.
I haven't.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at Curtis Hickson.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's about all because I didn't think you would give me more than 2 minutes and you were going to gong me.
I never gong you. Thank you. Oh, my God. Girl. Listen, Renee, thank you. I have it's a shrink and wrap keychain. Did I give you one?
You did.
Okay, so I have to give Renee one and everyone that's been on my show is getting a keychain. I've got to go. We're wrapping it up, Renee.
And
sorry.
I want to say one thing. I just want to say one thing. Happy first year anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
At Fan Talk Radio.
Yeah. Thank you, Renee. And cheers to you and us. And nothing can divide the light that shines from within you. Live your life, live positively. And thank you for listening to Shrink Wrap Show. Your story is unwritten. Have a great week.
Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.